This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The former sheriff's deputy who shot and killed Christian Glass will be retried. This comes after the jury deadlocked on second-degree murder and official misconduct charges against Andrew Buin last week. The jury foreperson in the trial has said one juror stood in the way of a murder conviction. Christy Engelkirk is a lawyer who served on the jury and says the one holdout made the 3 days of deliberation difficult. Buin was convicted on a reckless endangerment charge. Students at CSU protested against the war in Gaza on campus today. Meanwhile, anti-war protesters camping on Denver's Auraria campus host a student and faculty walkout today. Students are urging school administration to divest from corporations in Israel and cut study abroad programs to that country. Scott Summers is a CU Denver professor. He said today's walkout reminded him of demonstrations against the Vietnam War and South African apartheid.
The university I went to refused to divest, and we protested. We, you know, occupied offices. We forced the issue. And if we hadn't done that, nothing would have happened.
The downtown Auraria campus hosts three schools, including Community College of Denver. That school announced this afternoon it would now conduct classes remotely. New details now in the case of a Chaffee County woman, Suzanne Morphew, whose disappearance in 2020 generated global headlines. An autopsy released this morning found Morphew died as a result of homicide, but the coroner could not determine the means of death. The report said she had a combination of drugs in her system at the time of her death. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.